from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Once a year, a special committee convenes to bestow the highest honor in Pittsburgh sports. The PM Team Pittsburgh Sports Pantheon. Only 5 athletes plus 1 coach are put in rarefied air by the esteemed panel of Donnie Football, Malzy, Pony, and their highly intelligent listeners. To call yourself a member of the Pantheon is bigger than the Hall of Fame, Ring of Honor, or jersey retirement ceremony. It's the moment when our best athletes reach immortality, ascend to Mount Washington, and take their rightful place among the sports gods that came before them. It's time to pick the Pittsburgh Sports Pantheon now.
No big deal. 50-minute mark is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Yes, Malzy?
You have a knack for writing those for Steve, those scripts, which is surprising because, again, your tweets read like somebody who never learned how to write past like a fifth grade level.
All right, so once a year, we convene to pick the top 5 Pittsburgh athletes. This is not, no Clemente, Honus Wagner.
No, active athletes.
Terry
current,
Bradshaw.
Present
the best
day.
5 right now and the best coach going in Pittsburgh sports, and they become the PM Team Pittsburgh Sports Pantheon for 2024. So, let's look at the list from 2023. Sidney Crosby, Cam Hayward, Minka Fitzpatrick, Evgeny Malkin, David Bednar. We'll get to coach later. Among those 5, do I hear a motion to keep any of them in, Donnie?
I motion to keep Sidney Crosby.
Crosby, for sure. What were the others?
Hayward, Minka, Malkin, Bednar.
Motion to keep Crosby.
Just Crosby.
I agree. Sidney Crosby, congratulations.
Do we have like a congratulatory sound effect for him?
We used to have a clapping. We used to have a nice clap. Let's see if we still have ovation in here. Or should I look for applause? Applause.
How about Joe sneezing?
Every time. Somebody gets in. Donnie can find like an applause sound effect somewhere. We can put him on the case there. Yeah, Sid, just a model of consistency.
I mean, almost at times this year, it felt like he was single-handedly dragging them to where they didn't seem to want to go, which was the playoffs.
TJ Watt, no-brainer, getting in after he missed it last year because of injury.
Yeah, I think he's a no-brainer.
Should have won Defensive Player of the Year.
It even feels weird to want to ding him for them not winning playoff games because he's not a quarterback. We usually play that little game with them, but he was awesome last year.
Well, here's the thing he has going for him in this discussion. He's going against other athletes from Pittsburgh teams,
correct,
and none of them win playoff games.
You know what? I have a motion to add somebody. So Crosby and Watt, easy. Paul Skeens is on there for
yep.
me. He's the
no
best
question.
Pitcher in baseball. He is by extension the best
wow.
player on the Pirates.
Could you imagine? Last year at this time, he was being introduced to press conference at PNC Park, then came on the air with us. He probably never thought in his wildest dreams 1 year later he would be a part of the PM Team Pittsburgh Sports Pantheon.
Oh, I think that this has got to be, word's going to travel back to him quickly that he was selected for this honor.
Yep.
I'm almost worried it might throw him off.
Like, what if Livy so comes out and posts something on social media about it and how honored she is that like, her
it's like
boyfriend...
a champagne for boyfriend after he makes Pittsburgh Sports Pantheon on 93.7 The Fan. Craig would
time to call Permanis to get another pizza, Livy.
Craig would lobby the Odyssey powers that be for a raise for all three of us if that happened. He'd just go, content. They provided so much content.
Donnie, do you have a sound effect? Do we want to give it up here for Paul? There it is. All right, this is where it gets tough because I thought those three guys were slam dunks. Sid, TJ Watt, and Paul Skeens. I have one, two, three, four guys who I wrote down for the final two spots. I have four names for the final two spots that I want to run by you guys.
Well, I think like the best part of this is because I trust your expertise on as far as you know, having really gone through this with a fine-tooth comb, now yes. You start bringing the names out and we debate them.
So, I don't think there's a Pitt basketball player with Blake Hinson
and Bub
graduating and Carrington leaving for the NBA.
Jalen Lowe, very good, but he could have a huge season.
He could be on the Pantheon next year.
Right, he's a 25 Pantheon guy.
Correct.
Pantheon in waiting, potentially.
Yes, I think he's outside. There's a velvet rope that's preventing people from getting in.
But
who's the guy up in heaven that's keeping a watch over the gates
Saint
of heaven?
Peter.
Saint Peter?
Those big old pearly gates.
So wait, if those guys have left Pitt, they're not eligible.
Yeah, they're gone.
Okay. Because I was going to say Carrington should probably get some consideration if that wasn't.
If Hinson hadn't exhausted his eligibility, I think he'd be there. And if Bub hadn't gone to the NBA, I think he'd have a strong case.
Correct.
As well. Especially Hinson, who turned in some of the more memorable individual performances we've seen in a long time.
And frankly, I don't think that a Pitt football player deserves to even get debated because they went 3-9 last year. I don't think they would even want to.
In fact, Pat Narduzzi, very nice.
I don't think Pat would want to be a part of this.
He's not getting coach consideration.
It's something to strive for in 2025.
Correct.
I have two Pirates and I have two Steelers. I don't think there's a second Penguin.
Malkin had a down year. Carlson was a major disappointment.
We hate their goaltenders.
Hate the goalies. Bunting would be a guy that is like right now the people's champ. That's
Brian Rust.
Marcus Pettersson, stay-at-home defenseman.
Brian Rust.
I was going to say Brian Reynolds is one of your Pirates.
I have Brian Reynolds Keller. And Mitch Keller down for Pirates.
Mm-hmm. Who do you have for Steelers?
I have George Pickens.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Patrick Queen.
He's Queen's ineligible to me. He didn't play here. He has not taken a snap that matters. Yeah. He has not taken a snap, period, as a member of the Steelers.
So if Ayuk got traded for today, we wouldn't be able to consider him. Nope. I'll respect what you guys say, and
yeah,
I'll
because
cross
I think
him out.
I think it should work in the same way that like the Pitt basketball
guys
don't count.
It's the reverse of that. Like if Blake Hinson suddenly started balling out in the NBA, would we suddenly retroactively put him back on here? Because wow, look at what this Pitt.
I mean,
guy's
you guys
doing
already
in the
kicked
NBA.
Fitzpatrick and Hayward
Fitzpatrick
out.
Fitzpatrick didn't have a single intercept. How many interceptions? Zero for him.
I believe so.
Yeah, Hayward got hurt. Like. Cam, if you're listening, I hope you use that as motivation and don't punch me in the face.
I could see him doing that. Not only does he want a new contract, he wants to get back on the Pantheon.
Pantheon's a big deal, man. I mean, it just
all
is.
Right, so then Pickens, Reynolds, and Keller, spots.
Submit just for debate, Joey Porter Jr.
Ooh, okay, I'll write his name down.
Just for debate purposes. He was an honorable. Did you know this? ESPN did all their top 10 positional rankings. Donnie and I had some fun debating that a little bit.
He made an
out.
Honorable mention at corner.
He's also receiving votes.
That's a step down from honorable mention.
But it's when you'd look at the old polls when they'd print the AP and coaches poll. I'd always get a nice pop when Pitt was in the middle of that meaty, always receiving
did
votes. Did Freiermuth
category. Make top 10 at tight end, or was he also in the receiving
he
votes?
He was
category?
Honorable mention. Honorable mention. Yes.
He moved up to honorable mention.
Yes, he was honorable mention. He was either 10th or honorable mention.
Would you like to include Freiermuth here?
No.
I would not because the injury last year.
The people who wrote about him even for that tight ends list said the skills are there, the numbers are not. He was either 10th or honorable mention, but I don't think he warrants consideration for this.
So Pickens, Porter Jr., Reynolds,
I got
Keller.
Another name. Neil Shipley needs to be considered for this.
Wow.
And I think he's probably on it.
You know what? I think Shipley is on it. The guy in the last year finished runner-up in the U.S. Amateur. He is the first guy since Victor Hovland to go low am at the Masters and U.S. Open.
Okay.
He's already got a top 10 on the PGA Tour to go with a top 20. He's only had three starts on the PGA Tour, two of which he's cashed for six figures. motioned to put Neil Shipley on the Pantheon.
See, this is a first. We've never considered individual athletes who don't play team sports. The other thing I was going to say is as long as someone plays a sport that is covered by the outlets here, we could include them like Penn State or West Virginia or Duquesne even. If Keith Dambrot hadn't retired, I think he would garner strong consideration for the coach. Would you guys not agree with that?
He would definitely warrant some consideration, yes.
Winning a tournament game at Duquesne for the first time
maybe
in 50
Drew
years?
Joyce will keep that ball rolling downhill and get on next year's. But I would submit and nominate Neil Shipley here. It's not as... Is it really inspiring to put Brian Reynolds on there?
I would put Reynolds ahead of Shipley.
I think being the runner-up at the U.S. Amateur, being the low am at the Masters and the U.S. Open, and then immediately cashing some money in
the
first
couple pro
starts.
And I like that you're not including beating Tiger, because that really doesn't mean much anymore.
No, it doesn't.
The fact that he went straight up against Tiger Sunday, and Tiger wore his red, and he got his ass kicked by Shipley. That, you know, if that happened 20 years ago, that would have automatically
put
him in.
Two out of three is a Democratic majority.
So you guys are going to put him over Keller, then?
I didn't say I was putting him over Keller. I'm just, you know what? We have to do like a ranked choice here. So for me, it's Shipley at the top of that list as a fifth guy going with the four you mentioned. So it was Keller and Reynolds for Pony, and then for the Steelers, it was Pickens and it was Queen, but we already eliminated
Porter
Queen.
Jr.
So Porter Jr. now would be the other Steeler.
I would go Keller and then Shipley.
Keller one, Shipley two. So you guys both think Keller's having a better year than Reynolds.
For the first time, Reynolds isn't following up a torrid June with one of the worst Julys you'll ever see. Which
well,
is
right.
Kind of,
deserves it more than Keller.
I think he deserves it more than Keller, too, actually, Donnie, because Keller had a little swoon at the end of last year, and he's been very good this year,
he
by
was
and
bad
large.
The first month of the season,
correct.
Too.
Mediocre. I mean, he was still going five, had that wild streak, which is still ongoing, actually, although it was a skin of the teeth
so
out of
even though
a couple
Pickens
times
led
ago.
The NFL in yards per catch,
George is a
dazzling
bit of a,
plays.
If Mason Rudolph was their quarterback all year, would George Pickens be on this? I think he would.
Also gave him a little motivation for next year. That doesn't hurt.
Can you imagine Pickens walking into the locker room MFing us? I wasn't on the Pantheon.
So are we going Reynolds?
Yes. I think Reynolds is more deserving than Keller of those two.
Yeah.
And then five, you want to make Shipley?
I think so. I think we need to be a well-rounded Pantheon here. I think our Pantheon needs to go in every direction.
Well, we got crushed last year because we didn't put the kid from Pitt who won the
Nino Bonacorsi.
That was one of the things that people were mad
all
about.
All right, so Reynolds, we agree on unanimously deserves it.
Sure.
Okay. Brian Reynolds.
All right, so those are the five athletes then. Watts, Sid, Skeens, Reynolds, and Shipley.
I think Neil Shipley, who we were going to try to get on today, but I looked at his tee time pony. It just would not have worked out.
Where's he playing?
In Truckee, California at the Barracuda. Barracuda.
So there's a tournament going on opposite the British Open?
Yeah, oftentimes there is a B PGA tournament for people who just...
B, that's like F.
Oh, no, right? The Barracuda's been won by... Akshay Bhatia won it last year.
Ah.
He's a bit... Come on, you know who he is.
It's a springboard. You win the Barracuda, you've got big things in your future.
Bhatia just like was going shot for shot with
yes,
what,
I know
Scheffler
he was on
whoever.
The green when those protesters got on there at the Travelers
Tournament. Travelers. Barracuda. Yeah, Shipley's in there for me. Now we got to do a coach.
Okay.
I think it's Dan Fisher, women's volleyball at Pitt. Two straight Final Fours, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. They went back-to-back Final Fours.
I'm going to go back to one of the guiding principles and rules.
Do we
this.
Cover them? We've talked about it.
Do they get
Amanda
covered?
Amanda Sile King has done play-by-play
okay,
or color commentary.
Okay,
Had them on the airwaves
okay,
here.
But by that logic, I could nominate Mike Warfield at Aliquippa then.
He just stepped away for a year.
He's taking a break, Chris.
So, okay, he's not coaching this
so
year.
So if he was coaching this year, I could name
you
him?
Could. Yeah, you absolutely could. And we could have a robust debate about it. But apparently you don't want to do that. You want to be a gatekeeper with your own special little Pantheon rules here,
what do
pal.
You mean? I bended the rules somewhat to let Shipley in because I think it's such a cool story. So
well,
I
women's volleyball not like doing BAFO ratings and being
BAFO ratings.
People are watching
BAFO
man.
Ratings.
They're selling out. They're selling out pretty
well, then,
much every
well,
match.
Well, then if they were doing the BAFO ratings that you're talking about, then I'm shocked that Craig Riley has not put every single one of their volleyball matches
I'm talking
on
about
our airwaves.
TV, women's volleyball taken off on TV. Didn't we carry one of the volleyball matches on our
show? We
on
actually
our
did,
multiple.
Yeah. We did.
Yeah. We
did.
Carried, I think, one of the Elite Eight matches.
We did.
I think Dan...
Do they have a beat writer? That's the test here. Do they have a beat writer?
Yeah, it's...
Who? Exactly. Does someone have the Pitt volleyball beat?
Alan Saunders probably
doesn't. I was just going to say, you're telling me he ain't out there covering that
James
game?
Santelli.
I'm sure he is.
James Santelli's a fan who has media background. He went to USC.
A fan with media background?
I'm just being facetious. That doesn't count. I just think Saunders probably would be the guy.
I think Capel should get back in.
I think Dan Fisher's done a better job, with all respect to Jeff. Dan Fisher's done a better job for a sport we actually have broadcasted on the station because he was doing such a good job.
I know, but it just seems like it's such a niche thing.
We got bitched and moaned at because we ignored women's volleyball and wrestling last year.
Yep.
What is the Pantheon if not a way to cater to our adoring fans?
I understand that, but I just don't think it's...
So you'd vote for Capel, right?
I would, because I feel like he also...
What about Shelty? They're 48 and 48.
No, it would be a make good... Capel deserves something for getting screwed over by the NCAA tournament committee. He got a contract extension, and now he's going to get a Pantheon.
So, you know, he'd say, honey, the contract extension that's worth millions is nice, but I got put on the Pantheon by those jackasses in the afternoon.
He would not look at us as jackasses. No, there's a lot of respect there.
We like Jeff, and I think Jeff likes us by and large. So you would vote Jeff.
Yes.
No, I know you're not voting Tomlin, even though he dragged a winning season out of a Kenny Pickett.
Tomlin's
got
to win a playoff game to get back on the Pantheon.
Well, you could also just say he kind of made his own bed with those quarterbacks before Rudolph.
And he also brought Matt Canada back. Did you just say that?
No, it was an echo that sounded strangely like you.
Okay.
And we know that Sullivan absolutely does not belong. Big fall from grace there. Okay.
And Shelton is, I think, meeting expectations.
If Shelton
right
gets
now.
To the playoffs, he would be next year's Pantheon.
Correct.
Guy. Okay, here's how it is, Donnie. I say Dan Fisher, Pitt Women's Volleyball.
I don't think half of our audience knows who
he is.
He
says Jeff Capel. Does half of our audience know who Dan Fisher is?
No, I don't.
Or a poll question.
We told them who they are now.
I say, okay, fine. I don't care. You can undercut me all you want. You say Capel. I say Dan Fisher. Donnie gets to cast the deciding vote.
I mean, I'm on Mulsey's side here. I think what he's done is a lot more impressive.
When's Pitt been to a Final Four in hoops lately?
So, but how low? But how outside of the things that we talk about are willing to go with this Pantheon? We're bastardizing it because I just said we could have. You guys
now
seem to. You guys now seem to think that if I brought
up. We're it based on your personal applied standard. You don't golf, and apparently
I put Shipley on there.
Well,
what are you talking about?
It was like extracting an impacted wisdom.
It was not. I didn't even think of him. You brought out an outside the box candidate, basically like Hulk Hogan talking at the Republican National Committee tonight. Someone from out of nowhere. I didn't expect, okay.
Can you imagine them telling Hulk to do a tight 3 minutes, and he's like, that's not going to work for me, brother. I'm going to get up there, and I'm filibustering. I'll abolish that filibuster, dude.
Hey, I acquiesce to the
wishes.
We're
going to give the leg drop and the big boot to taxes.
I acquiesce to the wishes of the democratic process that comes with the
Pantheon. Well, then you need to acquiesce to the wishes of the democratic process again.
And that's fine.
You can't selectively decide when you want to let this two-thirds majority thing
apply. But honestly, if somebody called in and said the high school soccer coach at one school in the area has won 15 Whitfield championships in a row, would you really consider that?
Yes, probably.
You would?
That would be like literally the
entire
time.
If there's a youth coach that's taken a team to the Pony League World Series four times.
Have we covered them? We've covered Pitt Women's Volleyball. That's my point.
How?
We've put it on the air. We as a station, that was your rule.
But this is the PM team sports Pantheon. It's not 93.7 the fans. It's not, we're not getting Adam Crowley and Dorn Dickerson's input on this or our PDs. It's us and our listeners.
Wait, weren't women's volleyball players in here during our show one time?
I don't think so.
Or was that a different show?
I mean, you didn't remember that you were at the Home Run Derby 5 years ago. So
true.
You're not really the best.
Not a great reliable narrator. Or no, it was Game 7 of the 2017.
All right, if you guys have outranked me
at
here.
At least he respects
two
the
to
democratic
three.
Process.
I mean, how hard is it to be a great volleyball coach? There's like four programs in America.
Name them.
Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State.
Not as much anymore because Dan Fisher's done
Louisville.
Such a good job. Louisville. Nebraska. Yeah. Pitt.
There you go.
Wisconsin.
Okay.
Those are the four big ones. USC's pretty good at it. UCLA, Texas,
right.
Penn State. I'm naming volleyball programs here. I'm just saying,
I'm going to put out a tweet that says Dan Fisher, and people are going to be like, wait, who's this guy? Dan Fisher.
You're going to say Dan Fisher, Pitt Women's VB. And people will know.
I just think this opens Pandora's box in the Pantheon moving forward by doing this, where now anybody could text in and say, this high school coach or this youth coach or this niche coach, this guy at Division III.
What if somebody nominated Zeiss as an AAU coach?
Donnie, what's the President's Conference school that dominates in football?
Mount Union? No, they're not presidents.
Well, I mean, there's really not a dominant one anymore. I mean,
there will be
W&J
when St. Vincent,
some,
yeah, let's get, when St. Vincent rises
right,
under the
exactly.
tutelage of Coach Chase Johnston.
You want to get Sirianni's older brother.
Right, you have, look at the great work he's doing down there at Washington and Jefferson. Let's make him, he's a better coach than Jeff Capel, Mike Tomlin, and Mike Sullivan.
He's trying to.
I think Tony's very upset
right.
we didn't go with what his list was.
No, yeah. That's not. I
think he's okay
I backed
with
down
Shipley.
On Shipley.
I think he backed down on Shipley,
down
but
on
I think
Shipley.
He's ticked off that you're taking my side here on Fisher over Capel. Do Final Fours matter, or do they not matter? He's gone to back-to-back, and he has, more importantly, Pitt was not on the volleyball map the way they are before he got there.
There
and now
wasn't a volleyball map, because no one was talking about the sport.
How do you know?
The
I've seen the volleyball map room.
Oh, really? So can you name one player on the Pitt volleyball team, Melzi?
No, because it's all about the coach.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. It's the whole is greater than the sum
can
of the
Can you
parts.
Name one volleyball player in the entire country?
Karch Kilrai.
Where's
she
playing?
Beach volleyball player, Misty May.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.